This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, September 23rd. Well, a fair amount of pressure in the cattle complex yesterday, both lives and feeders, extending the sell-off. So that sell signal we got a couple days ago certainly has panned out, and both of those markets putting in new lows for the move. Now, feeders got down into a pretty decent level of support. They didn't bounce very much off of that, but I have a feeling they're going to bounce today because the corn market is under a fair amount of pressure, and I think that will offer some support to the feeder cattle market. Live cattle, my guess is they might get a bounce after a big day down yesterday, but they likely have put in a significant high, and that's going to, when you look at these charts, it looks like major double tops and even some triple tops if you want to count the short-term highs. But the market has failed yet again at those significant levels where the market has failed over the last several months. So I'm guessing we're going to get a deeper correction as we move forward. We are going to have a cattle on feed report out this afternoon. They're looking for total on feed numbers to be about 100% of a year ago. Placements during August to be down about 1.5%, marketings to be up 6%. My guess is the placement number will be higher than that because of the heavy movement off of Southern Plains pastures continued into August. So we'll see what we get out of there. But I think with the dryness that has continued in the Southern and Central Plains, the demand for these lighter weight calves to put on winter wheat grazing is going to be very poor. And those calves are going to be headed into the feedlots then. I think that's going to keep pressure on the market, or just the lack of demand buying into this market will not offer much support to it. Corn crop is coming in. That'll probably, you know, continue to pressure corn over these next few weeks. That would be supportive for feeders. But if the live cattle continue to work their way lower, I think that feeder cattle will struggle ultimately. In the cash trade this week, you had the Fed trade averaging around 145, which is up 2 on the week. Dress trade at 228 is up 1. Box beef values continue to weaken. Choice down 73 cents at 248. Select down 403 at 222. The spread gained 330. We're back up to 26.29. Movement 186 loads. So we are, as of yesterday, the box beef movement was equal to a week ago, but with yesterday's big number of 186, that pushes us about 40 boxes more than where we were sitting a week ago. And the box beef values have been weaker most of the week. We've lost about $4 on the choice so far this week, and select has lost about $5. So we're seeing a pickup in box beef volume, but it's coming on discounted prices. And that ultimately, at some point, is going to weigh on fed cattle prices. It is a bit of a paradox that we see live cattle prices stay steady or move higher where box beef values are lower and the volume is picking up. Typically, your packers would be wanting to slow down the box beef movement to prop up those prices, but they're not doing that. And I think what they're doing is they're trying to move beef out of cold storage to prepare for the seasonal, for the holiday season demand that they expect will be there. Different cuts, and I think that's adding a big part of why the box beef volume is picked up and why the prices are under pressure. But we had a cold storage report out yesterday afternoon. Beef stocks at 515 million pounds. That was up 1 over the last month, and it's still up 24% over last year. So we're putting a lot of beef in a cold storage. At some point, that's got to come out. Pork stocks at 532 million pounds, up 1% on the month, up 17% over last year. Chicken stocks at 831 million pounds, up 2% over last month, and up 17% over last year. Livestock slaughter report out yesterday. All beef production for August at 2.51 billion pounds was up 6% over last year, and it is worth noting there was one extra day during the month than the previous year. Cattle slaughter at 3.08 million head, up 7% over last year. The average live weight at 1,348 pounds was down 6 pounds from a year ago. So year to date, the commercial beef production is up about 2%. We also had the export sales report out yesterday. Beef at 15,500 tons. China took 6,200, Japan 3,200, South Korea 1,200. Pork export sales at 29,000, Mexico took 15,500, Canada 2,300, China and Japan both took 2,200. So export sales have been pretty disappointing, and if it weren't for China, we would have a pretty low number. So I think the strong dollar is having a huge impact on exports across the board, no matter what we're trying to move out of the country, and it's certainly affecting the beef market. So we got lower export sales, slaughter rates are picking up, beef production is picking up. I think this is going to create some bottlenecks here. It's going to create a wave of beef production that doesn't have an export channel per se, at least an increase in export demand at this point. And we're still looking at record numbers on feed that are going to be coming out. They're going to be finishing here over these next couple months. So this is not a time to be running into lower demand, whether it be exports or our own domestic demand. So we'll see where we go, but I think this is going to lean on the live cattle complex for these next few months. And if cattle on feed placements show that placements were heavy again, that just extends that out, because these are going to be lighter weight calves that are going to be in the feedlots a lot longer. So that's where we're at. We'll see what the cattle on feed report gives us, but I look for the live cattle market to continue on down. We'll get our rallies, but I think there'll be selling opportunities, and I think ultimately the feeder cattle will work their way lower as well. We'll probably get a bounce here today simply because corn is under a fair amount of pressure. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.